Dohakahine, the National Network Ending Sexual Violence Together, is a national organisation focused on the prevention of sexual violence. We're joined by Russell Smith, who's a co-director and senior clinician at Kōrua Tūmanako and is a member of Ngā Kaitiaki Māori Taumata. He says that the prevention and elimination of sexual violence is a significant election issue. He's a clinician that's providing therapeutic services for tamariki and rangatahi with sexually harmful behaviour and adults who are sexually offended against children. That's been part of his mahi over the years. And he's kindly with us to talk about how this kaupapa hasn't really been prioritised by any of the major political parties in the lead up to Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Russell. Ko Dale o tēnei.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Russell. How long have you been working in this area, Ewha?
Oh, probably too long. A good 25 years almost now in the sector, and specifically in the 23 years in the sexual harmful sexual behaviour sector, that is.
Yeah. How rife is it?
Sorry, what was that now?
I say, how rife is it, harmful sexual behaviour in our communities, particularly Māori communities, from your read, Russell?
Oh, look, I think it's more right than we'd like to think it is. I mean, you don't have to scratch the surface very far to actually, you know, when you look at the effects of sexual harm, the psychological effects, the emotional effects on harm within the community, and, you know, and some of it stems back to sexual harm, the ongoing effect of it, the effects of it is quite huge, you know. I mean, when you consider, if you want to look at reducing your budget, you know, if you address it in sexual harm, what we know, the research tells us, it's in excess. Sexual violence costs this country in excess of $6 billion per year. So when you look at that type of budget and you want to look at cutting costs, the first place you should be looking is looking at the prevention strategies that we have and also the therapeutic strategies for toiora for our people.
Tēnā koe. What are your observations on the achievements of the last two terms of government in helping to prevent sexual harm? We talk on this matter with Marama, but, I mean, what's the reality, you know, on the ground from your understanding? Guys had a lot of experience in this space, Russell.
Yeah, so look, Dale, in 2015-2016, we walked the full length of Te Tai Tukere to raise awareness around sexual violence. So we did the hashtag Speak Out campaign, and there were only three simple key messages. There was one, stop; two, reach out if you need help if you've been sexually harmed or sexually harming others; and three, talk to someone you know who will get you the right support, like counselling services, toiora services, and whānau, you know. I guess one of the things, you know, one of the impressive things about their walk at that time was that all the political parties joined us on that hikoi. Of course, it was led by some senior members of a specific political party, but in saying that, everyone from across the political spectrum joined us in that. And also, we all agree that it is a real blight in our society. Since then, there's been an acceleration for the support of, you know, ranging from the implementation of the, you know, right across party around the Sexual Violence Legislation Act, which was really critical to the work that's been done, especially for judges to intervene when inappropriate questions are being asked of victims, you know. And, you know, there's also been growing partnerships with Māori and kaupapa Māori, and understanding that Māori have an answer and a response, and a healthy response to meeting the needs of these people. We are still in early days. Look, it's been around for hundreds of years, this blight, and it doesn't need to take hundreds of years to fix, because we have a Te Ōhākehine has a, and Ngākaitiaki Māori has a clear goal to the reduction and elimination of sexual harm. But it's all about, you know, ensuring that we get the resources to do that.
Those situations that come to light would only be the tip of the iceberg, surely. There's so much whakamā and secrecy around, well, most matters sexual, to be honest, but certainly as far as sexual harm is concerned. I've got some stats here, but will you touch on that for a moment? Is that a Māori trait, or is it one that was brought in through Victorianism? I'm not quite sure, but I mean, how much sexual harm is being reported? What sort of percentage?
Look, pre-colonisation, right? I mean, pre-colonisation, it was a whole different tikanga and different kaupapa to what we have today. We have the influences of media, social media platforms. You know, we've got all these platforms informing our children on how to have sexual relationships. You know, the upscale or scaling of porn sites, of platforms that can create easy access for our people. I think, what are we seeing? We're seeing an elevation and increasing trajectory of some really harmful behaviour that leads down a pathway of sexual harm and abuse. And so if we don't have any, implement any education services into that space, we will continue to see the trajectory of that harm to rise, you know. And what we're seeing, you know, statistically, you know, you're right, we are only seeing the tip of the iceberg. It's what sits underneath. But one of the things that I appreciate about being part of, you know, especially kaupapa Māori service, is that we get to explore the whole whānau. And we go in, because, you know, we may have one or two whānau affected by sexual harm that come to the surface, but as we start to excavate and look, explore further, there's a lot more than meets the eye. We're dealing with sexual abuse, Dale, that stems back 40, 50 years. We're also dealing with the ongoing trauma of the harm that has occurred. And, you know, and it does stem back to significant cultural change from 1840 forward. And so that's what we're dealing with.
Is it more of a problem in Māori whānau than non?
No. No.
Well, that's encouraging, because our stats are normally the worst. So that's encouraging, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, look, and also we have a very different approach to how we work with whānau within the space. I mean, hōhorong is really critical to the work in sexual violence. And ensuring you can't, you know, you can't move through the community without meeting anyone that's been affected by sexual violence. That's, you know, when you look at the stats, 1 in 4 wahine, twice as many for Māori wahine, for girls and that. But also, yeah, 1 in 6 to 1 in 8 and male, those are only small, those aren't the top of the iceberg stats, by the way, Dale. You know, when you start to look at that, what you can say is everyone in New Zealand is affected by this, by sexual harm, sexual violence. Everybody knows someone. But what we need to do is we need to increase access to services, access to support, and to some really good information and education.
I guess we encourage a freedom of information sourcing, but when we see the rapid and increasing sexualisation of our young people through imagery that you touched on, I mean, the phones in our pockets are being hijacked by some who can very easily send images that are unsolicited to young minds. I mean, what would you say of the hypersexualisation of modern society?
Oh, look, ever since the digital age started, we've had this harm. Prior to this, you had to sneak into a bookshop, try and get into the R18 section if you look old enough, and try and sneak a book out, or otherwise you had older people getting the books for you. Today, you said, like you say, it's at a flick of a switch. What we do have is, like you say, the acceleration of that education. And I do call it education, because if it's educating them with the wrong type of information, and it's really unhealthy. And I think that's one of the challenges that we face in this digital age. We can't change what's happening within the digital age. That's done. We've got to learn how to work with this digital age, and continue to learn how to work is what we're doing within our space. But also, we've got to find ways of educating our communities. You can change the mindset of our mokopuna and our rangatahi through education, but you have to put people in front of them to actually give them that education. So, yeah, I mean, that education, whether it's good or bad, our children are being educated. You know, sexual acts is, when watching pornography, is like sugar on the brain. You know, the effects on the developing mind is phenomenal, not just in a developing mind, but also on an adult mind. It has the ability to change behaviour. And also, it's addictive. And, you know, we're dealing with a lot more sexual addiction. And which leads to harm, which is harmful, you know, and also leads on to ongoing harm to harming others. So that's what we're dealing with right now. And those are some of the things that government has to help us address, because we can't do this alone. While we'd love to not have to depend on government to do that, we certainly need to look for support within our own communities and within our own resources to meet the needs of those people.
Well, it's an issue that's so much swept under the carpet for many and perhaps even obvious reasons. But what we're touching on today, Russell, is that we haven't heard anything from major political parties about the need for this. Supportive of Marama getting a ministry responsible for the elimination of sexual and domestic violence. I mean, it was a long-winded title for her ministry. I'm not sure that it was resourced as well as it could have been. But we know that all strategies are vulnerable in this electoral race to the finish line. What would you say of a lack of commentary, a lack of focus, a lack of commitments of support to the sector that you work in?
Well, sexual violence is a tough topic. Even as specialists, it's a tough topic to even talk in public about, you know. It's not easy, and that's because it's a crime of intimacy. The harm of it runs really deep, and it's never been easy to talk about sexual violence, you know. It would be difficult, you know. We had the change of culture when we had It's Not Okay campaign, you know, and that's where people who had been doing violence were able to come out and say, look, I changed. We're not at a point yet where we can have people who have changed from using harmful sexual behaviour as a strategy to coming out and saying, look, I got help with it. This is what I need to stop. We are miles from where we can talk about it publicly. And I think, you know, like I started with, it doesn't matter what political party you belong to. We can all agree that sexual violence is an issue we need to continue to address. And, you know, it's the key to restoring the health and well-being of our nation. And I think that's where we've got to take it, Dale, you know. And I think politicians find it difficult to talk about, because it is a difficult topic to talk about, even for families to talk about. And the other thing is, like, whānau don't know how to talk about this. We need to find healthy ways of talking about it, you know, and ways to make it okay for people to reach out. Yep, the trend is changing, more people are reaching out, but that only comes through education and awareness. But some of that, as you know, has been stopped. Like the Healthy Relationships in School program we had, while it was perfect, it met a need within our communities. We certainly utilised the Mates and Dates program, but we also were able to articulate it specifically for Māori and Kura and all of that, so that we could get those key messages across around how to engage in healthy relationships. And let's face it, in a loop, want to have a fantastic way of how we should engage with each other. We don't want men to be men. We want our men to be tāne. That's a whole different tikanga and kaupapa. And for tāne ta, and for wahine ta to be wahine, you know, that's a whole different tikanga and kaupapa, you know. But currently we aren't being taught those particular things around behaviour, on how whānau do have healthy ways of relating. You know, some of the joining of some of our iwi, you look at the story behind Ngāti Raukawa, that was a love story, right? And on how those two iwi come together. But so they have healthy ways of relating. They just don't teach them today. And the only people that do teach those types of relationships are kaupapa Māori services.
Which I was going to finish up on, but you answered it anyway. And that we do have our own ways of communicating. We do have our own puke waitara. We do have our own mana within the ingoa that we refer to each other in tāne and wahine. And I'm pleased you touched on that, because sometimes we look towards Wellington as if they've got the answers. Well, you know, they intrude in many aspects of our lives, but perhaps not into our bedrooms. And that's a good thing. But, you know, we need to come up with Māori formula to address Māori issues within this space, and I'm pleased that you and those who work alongside you, Russell, have looked at that and will be great advocates for change and support for Māori ways of addressing sexual harm within our communities. All the best with the mahi that you do. It's hugely important. And thanks for sharing some aspects of what you do with our listeners. Like I say, it's not something we talk about enough, but very happy to offer this platform to talk about it even more going forward. Thank you, Russell, for sharing some rich kōrero with our kei whakarongo this morning.
Well, kia ora, Dale. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Tēnā koe, mauri ora. That's Russell Smith, and the prevention, elimination of sexual violence is an election issue. Perhaps we've been missing an opportunity to give it the profile it deserves. All the best to Russell.